gonna change the parliamentary procedure, place the meeting, we're gonna look at that, notice of the meeting, we'll figure that out based on if we can change it that way. And then order of business, we've got covered, duties of the executive director, we've got that figured out. I think that's it. So yeah, that's really the bylaws as a whole. So anyway, perfect. I'll get back with Annie and hopefully have
a
brand new version that's not 27
years old. Come on.
Anyway. That was our 30
years old.
Okay. What?
It's almost 30 years old.
I know. That's why I'm just looking at it. Okay.
Can I ask a question about the meeting? Do we need to open a door? Just in case we'll have to
open the door. Yeah, it's 5 o'clock. We can open the door. That was my alarm.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, that was all. I just want to make sure you guys got that way. I got my questions for the attorney because she's asked the question. So
just to be, I'm going to walk out and see if there's anybody
is
here.
Is there a sign out there?
Okay.
One on the door.
We had one on the door.
The doors are unlocked. I did do the door lock, so the doors are unlocked. So we aren't good there.
I see no public attendees currently in the building.
We've got to wait a few minutes regardless.
That looks like the public's here.
But do you want to present your budget and then we open the public hearing? That's
copy of
how we normally do it.
A paper copy. Anyone?
I think this is it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I think everybody's got one.
Unless you guys move here.
Oh, if you guys, I guess Cody and these guys, if they don't want to, they've already done their items.
You can stay or you can go.
You can skip out. It's kind of like commission meeting.
Hey, thanks for coming, though, Kevin.
What the heck?
I mean, you can stay if you want. It's a public meeting.
Then we know where it's going and know he's got to say it.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
No, no problem. We appreciate all you guys.
Because I know you've said it before.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you want to know.
Yep.
Yes. We'd love you to come back and report. Hey, they're up and running.
Park Valleys are going tomorrow. I'll get a car and we'll show you what they do.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we always like to know and what we've spent in order and working. So thanks, you guys.
No, we appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And nothing else. Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you. Thanks.
See you. Take care.
Okay, when I submit a budget, I have to show my actuals from last year. That's your first column. Estimated of where we're going to land this year is the middle column, and then our tentative is the final column for next year's budget. I'm basing it on how much we received this year, which if you compare the 24 to 25 estimated, you can see that we've gone down. And we're not receiving any Title III anymore, and our Title I was quite a bit lower.
Yes.
But we still are receiving the PILT funding that we normally would. And so I just estimated to spend what we receive and net out to zero. Majority is your furniture, machinery, and equipment is where we spend a lot, and supplies and materials are usually where things are, if they're under $5,000, will get placed in that line. If they're over $5,000, they usually go in the furniture, machinery, and equipment line. That might, you know, that can vary between those two lines quite a bit, but as long as overall we don't exceed our budget, then I don't have to amend it.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead. Yep.
Okay, we have the insurance now that we have to buy.
That comes out of that professional tech line.
And that's where?
Professional and tech, along with your stipend, comes out of the professional tech line as well.
So down at the bottom, where is the professional tech line?
It's about
two different places.
So that's right.
The $24,950?
No.
No.
No, there's one that's it's $12,000 for Nick this 2025.
How come I can't see where we're looking here?
Right there.
So it's on there twice, but I don't know.
Well, so if you look on the other side of it, you'll see that some are for Title I, some are for Title II, and then the PILT's listed at the top. Since we're not getting much money in the other categories, I don't have much budget in those other two expenditure groups. Most of it's under the mineral lease, which is the PILT monies that we receive. if that makes sense.
So yes, but our insurance of, what was it, Dale, 55, it's figured in the, okay, that's all.
Man,
I really
that's gone
don't
crazy.
Care.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Of course, I guess all
along
insurance
with,
is gone crazy.
The dues that we have to pay for membership, that line might be a little high because we're not paying that much in dues, but...
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is there any way that we can get some reimbursement from the departments for that insurance? You know, because we didn't used to have to buy the insurance. The people whom we provided the equipment for had to provide that. And then they have made it so that we had to maintain title to all this equipment. And so we've had to switch over where we have to buy the insurance for it. But I'm just wondering...
It helps to keep us straight so that we're not muddying what belongs to the county and what belongs to the service district when we go to inventory that equipment or resell it if they're done with it. That's why, because we're supposed to be very separate from the county with everything we do here. If you start having them pay the insurance on the equipment, then it almost
goes right back into the same.
Yeah, that you're muddling it.
It's just, you know, it's a personal thing, but I see $5,000 that we could have bought something for the search and rescue or something for the sheriff's department or something that we don't get to spend if they're already paying their insurance anyway. You know, it's almost, you look at almost like a duplicate because they're buying some pretty expensive, hefty insurance too, I suspicion.
Well, we pay a lot in insurance,
yes,
the county level, significantly.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure you do.
No, I know, but I'm just...
And it is based on our inventory, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to find ways to make our budget more realistic if we're talking about the budget.
That could possibly hurt us in the future if the state comes in and looks that, like, we're really muddling.
So,
because we used to pay for a lot of the equipment, too, out of county lines and then get reimbursed. Mm-hmm. And we just tried to separate that as much as possible from each other.
On an audit, it probably looks way better
than
it like
this. It's way cleaner to keep it separate.
It's a lot cleaner than it used to be.
Yeah.
Most of the bills used to come straight to the county.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd slide over. Oh, yeah, I guess this is yours.
Yeah,
really?
That's
how
they did it.
And just keeping track of who owns what was a big old mess, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the other question I had, and I know you may or may not have that. Do you happen to have the 2023 actual expense? I didn't bring it. I should have looked it up.
I can get it for you, but I don't have it with me.
Well, I'm just... this is just for my own edification. I was thinking we were up about 265 in 23, and then we dropped down to
24. You'll see that we spent a bunch. We spent it down. We kind of went crazy that year.
Yeah, but
so
we,
you had a lot more spending.
Yeah, but we had more money come in,
yeah,
or revenue.
True, true.
But
you'll notice the appropriated fund balance line up at the top. If anything's used there, that means you're using some of your bank balance. So in 24, we used about 50,000 of the balance that we had sitting in there.
Okay.
All right. Just was trying to remember.
But this budget, you've just tried to make a work out of what it looks like we're going to get. Some of these things like a lease or different things like that, we may not necessarily...
You'll probably underspend what I'm showing, but I'd rather
show
us as fully spending it and not have to amend the budget.
Just
later.
So you know, that she does a great job with budgeting, and that's how the county people look at the paper and they go, oh my hell, the county just passed a $70 million budget. Doing the same thing here that she's doing for the county, we're basically saying, here's the maximum that we could possibly spend. We certainly have no obligation or no desire to spend it if we don't have to.
So I think
it looks good.
Yeah. And maybe we'll get lucky, and maybe the state won't take all the lithium extraction money. So we'll see what happens if that lithium project moves forward.
Maybe we'll get a little bump,
huh? We might. You know, this lithium project, if it goes forward, and you know, who knows what will happen with it. So.
That's
do
true.
We want to properly open the public hearing?
Yeah, we need to have a motion.
For comment. And then after comment, would you like to make the motion to accept the... Is that how you want to do it, accept the budget?
They need to pass it, yeah.
Okay, so let's do our public hearing.
Okay. Sorry.
And make a motion to open it.
Yep,
that's all I have to do is make the motion.
Yep.
We need a motion to open the public hearing.
I'll make a motion that we open the public meeting to review the budget proposed budget for 2026 for the Mineral Lease Board.
I'll second the motion.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay.
Does anyone have a comment?
Well, any public comments?
Last few times we've done this,
nobody comes.
We've waited till at least a quarter after in case someone shows.
Yeah. Let's walk out real quick and check one more time.
Okay. You can herd them in.
Just stretch your legs. We'll give it.
We really don't need to wait. I mean, if they need to want to make a comment, they should have been here at 5.
It was posted in the paper at 5 o'clock. So if they wanted to be here, they should be here at 5
o'clock. We're allowing the public time to get here in case they were late.
Well, in all the years,
that's kind of you, but
maybe they're upstairs waiting. Oh,
I have it posted everywhere.
That's posted.
I'm sorry. I guess I'm just not a participation ribbon for everybody. I like a winner and a loser. In all the years that we've done this,
we have yet to have anyone come to the public hearing. And that's okay. That means they trust us with what we're using.
While we're waiting, I wanted to have you sign stuff so that the state auditor doesn't get mad at me.
What color ink do you need?
I don't care.
I stole this from Gunny's. So.
But as far as any comment on the budget, we don't need to make one, do we?
You can mail it out. We just need to get it paid.
Have a general discussion of what it is. But
yep, I can comments, take care of it.
I think
this is the fraud risk assessment that I did. We usually follow Box Elder County procedures. We still don't have a formal audit committee, but I am working on that in my office right now.
You're good. There's nobody anywhere.
Okay.
Any questions on that?
Well.
So do we need to make a motion to
close it
and pass the budget?
Right, and then do a new motion to pass.
Let's give them a couple of minutes just in case.
We'll let him sign a couple.
Can we make it? Can't be done in the same motion to pass it plus
no.
close.
You got to close the meeting, then you can make the motion to pass the budget at that point. So we can wait a minute or do whatever. So yeah,
that's okay. Basically dealing with separation of duties for financial stuff. This is a form I have to fill out for special service districts every year that asks a ton of questions. I can get you copies.
Yeah, would you please?
Yep.
Marla's still sitting in there right now.
I can email them to him tomorrow.
Yeah.
She'll email it to you. Do you want that? Or do you want to
That's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. And I can email
questions about that.
What Dale wanted to him tomorrow, too. If you want to just send them my way, I can send them out.
Okay. I'll keep the originals and upload them to the website.
I'm just looking to see if there's anything that jumps out. I'm sure I'm missing stuff.
I think I probably need to go to the special service district training because somebody said that for us to rely on county purchasing policies and stuff may not pass muster for special service districts, but we don't have separate policies for purchasing or anything.
That's what LeGrand bidder at the open meetings, then I visited with him for a minute, and he said that every special service district has their own purchasing policy. That it's
Are
kind
they
of
bigger special service districts than us.
They gotta be bigger, right?
Yeah, he's, you know, because I'm not really sure that we honor getting 3 bids from every single thing. And if, so the minimum
we have to do is follow state purchasing policy.
Yes.
We don't have our own.
And most people don't want to follow state.
So I guess that's my question. So I wonder, I'll check with Annie on that when we go to this other thing. Maybe there's a way we can write into the bylaws that we'll follow the state purchasing guidelines.
Yeah, I don't think you ought to. LeGrand Bidder said it would be wise to have your own, and he said that there's templates on it's the Utah Association of Special Service Districts.
Well, let's look at theirs.
And he has templates there.
Let's pull those templates and look at them then.
And I've given all this to Isaiah and Stephanie.
over at the county attorney's office.
I mean, I write.
I gave him LeGrand's contact information.
And no one's ever called me and said you can't do that, but we probably ought to.
Well, and we've historically tried to buy local.
But you should have that in, that that's what you're trying
your
to do.
Your purchasing plan, yes.
Yeah, it should be.
Limits are as to when you buy local, how much more are you willing to pay than
right.
outside of the county.
Well, and I that think it needs stuff. To be documented.
Yeah,
okay, we can buy it in Ogden, for instance, but it's this much. And we can buy it right here and get it serviced right here.
Well, look what you just saved tonight by buying local, by buying from Raft River versus
exactly.
buying from Tremont. I mean, and it's still local, both of them, but hey, you just saved a whole bunch of money by...
A couple of bents is always yeah. good to have. And,
yeah. We've always required that. But but we bought outside of our area, but
sure.
our preference
oh, yeah.
is, if right. it makes sense, right. to
with
buy
the county,
it here.
We have, like, within 5% a certain dollar amount, we allow them to buy local, even if they're above other bids.
I don't know that we've ever... Have we done that?
Mm-mm. That's why
we need to close our budget.
That's, we'll get a,
that's
okay.
different than the actual proposal
to close the
budget.
Entertain a motion.
Entertain a motion to close the...
I'll make a public
hearing.
I'll make a motion to close a public hearing on our budget proposal.
I'll second it.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
That meeting is closed. Okay.
Okay, now we're going
to
the
public.
Now you need to entertain a motion to approve
the budget. Yeah, I'm just looking at stuff to make sure we could.
But did we want to talk about any of this other stuff before? Or we want to just go ahead and get the budget out of the way because we're going to run out of time here.
Do the budget.
Yeah, let's just get the budget out of the way.
So,
okay. I'll make a motion to accept the proposed budget for 2026.
I'll second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I think I didn't call for discussion. I think those numbers are reasonable for us. There were times when we got... One of the things this is a sidebar, when we were doing in another life, okay, we've got all this lumped into here. It's all right there. Well, wait a minute. That should be over here. And that should be here. And that should be here. So we need other things. And you've broken it out. And it can't just all be in one bucket. That
right.
doesn't work. So breaking
it
out.
That's not a budget, if you just say.
Yeah.
Okay. Miscellaneous.
Yeah, I got this pocket, but I buy stuff out of this pocket. So
let's close this meeting, so I don't have to have all these in the minutes.
Talk offline.
Okay. All in favor of closing the meeting of the Mineral Lease Board.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
I make a motion that we adjourn for the meeting.
I second it.
That's okay. All we have to do.
Thank
meeting
you.
Is closed.